So I'm going to title this Tried by Fire. Tried by Fire. Let me just say it in my normal accent. Tried by Fire. The wood, hay, and the stubble has to burn up. Had a sister in Christ ask me something today about the typology of the water and the fire, you know, the water and the Bible talks about the storehouse of judgment, you know. So the first earth was judged by water, the second earth by fire. So what happens is, you're born into this thing, you're born into this little matrix down here. Those that split the matrix are birthed by water, but your spiritual birth is by fire. On the day of Pentecost, the tongues of fire came down, right? The born again. So the typology holds at every level. So even the judgment. So at the Bema Seat of Christ, where the saints face judgment, their wood, hay, and stubble burns up. At the great white throne judgment, the unsaved, they burn forever. Everything they have, everything they do, it burns up because it's in their own vain effort. The power of the flesh is vanity. It all burns up. Everything that they're doing burns up. So the first earth being judged by water and the second earth, which we're in now, being judged by fire, it's all a typology of you get the born again experience. The first birth is a natural birth, and it's painful. The woman has pain, and I'm sure the baby has pain. You don't remember it, but I'm sure you have pain. And then the next birth, the spiritual birth, is painful. It's a process because you're having to see your sin. Think about that. You're having to admit you're a sinner, and your sin stinks to the high heaven, and you're seeing how wretched and evil and wicked you really are. That's painful, and it's a birthing process. And then the sanctification process is the same way. The old Adam gets burned up day by day. And then the glorification process, when you die, get your new body, it's going to be painful. The old body has to die. And it's a typology of every night you go to sleep, right? Same thing. So what happens in the earth is happening in your body. You have oil in your body, the earth has oil. You have water in your body, the earth has water. You have stuff growing out of your skin, hair, and you have stuff growing out of the earth's outer surface skin. You have seed in your body. The earth receives seed from the sun, and there's seed that drops down from plants into the earth. So the types and shadows hold at every level. So the water and the fire go back to burning up. The wood, hay, and stubble, the old Adam, or the old Eve. The old Eve has to die. The old Adam has to die. And all your vain effort, the energy of the flesh, is just ridiculous. So it's also a typology moving from law to grace. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. And so that's what's happening here. Hold on, let me put this on pause.
Hi, I'm Sammy's barbecue.
So the wood, hay, and stubble has to burn up, but you can't burn, but that can't be burned up in the natural till you get saved, because to die daily, you have to have the spirit of truth, you know. You can try to die, you can try to be spiritual while in the flesh, but it's still flesh. Just like people try to worship God by raising their hands. Actually, worshiping God is taking up your cross daily. The spirit walk. Daily spirit walk is worship. Going to church on Sunday morning, raising your hands, that's not worship. Worship is an inner you're raising your hands 24/7 to worship God, not just one day a week. True worship is an inner worship where you're taking up your cross, you're depending on God, you're walking by faith, you're saved by faith, you walk by faith, you're trusting Jesus, you're resting in the finished work. It's not going to church once a week and raising your hands. That's not a worship. Worship, those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. So they flipped everything on. They messed you up with all their traditions. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. Anyway, it's all got to burn. It's all got to burn. Everything that happens right now happened at the cross. The horror, at the cross, you saw the love story, but you also saw the horror show, and you saw the victory show at the cross.
I was in the drive-thru, so I forgot what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, at the cross. At the cross, you saw the horror show. At the cross, you saw the love story. At the cross, you saw the victory story. What the devil meant for evil, God turned for good. You saw the victory. You saw the story. Why do you think the movies always have a good ending? You saw the horror show at the cross. You saw the love story. Jesus went to the cross for you. You saw the victory story, the winning at the cross. How do you appropriate that in your life story? How do you appropriate the cross story into your life story? You appropriate it by faith. You appropriate it by faith, and actually it's happening all the time. The liquid gas has to turn to a vapor. Your life is a vapor. The old way of thinking has to die. That you can, to save or do anything, there has to be sacrifice for a benefit. Everything requires sacrifice because the cross was sacrificed. All stories, all movies, all TV shows, all songs, you see the cross encoded everywhere. Your tire on your car has the cross encoded in it. The tire, the rubber part is the tear, the tire where the rubber meets the road, the flesh meets the earth plane. But what keeps the tire floating? What keeps your body afloat? The Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. The only thing that keeps the body afloat is the Spirit of man. The Spirit of man sustains the man. The natural just goes down. The Spirit goes up. The vapor goes up. The liquid goes down. To get power, you have to convert from liquid to vapor in your engine. It's a process. It's a cycle process. Travel means travail until Christ be birthed in you. As you're traveling down the street or the highway or whatever, you're not really moving. What's really happening is you're telling a story of Christ being birth in you, travail and birth pains till Christ be formed in you. In other words, when you're traveling, every moment that you're going down the highway, you're pointing to a spiritual pattern of travailing in the inner man, pushing out the baby of the inner man. Yeah, you might be going somewhere, but you're not really going anywhere. You might be moving, but it's the same story every moment. You might watch a different movie or a different show or eat a different food, but it's the same story. You're still cutting the food with your teeth. You're turning it in your mouth, in your stomach. It becomes a part of you, and then you can flow. Cut, turn, union, flow. Same story everywhere you look at all times. So what does that mean? That means that your inner man is what this whole thing's about. The outward man perishes, but the inner man. So it's about cutting out the old Adam in the inner man and cutting in the new Adam, becoming a new creature. That's what it's all about. It's wild stuff, people. I forgot what I titled it, but I got distracted with the drive-thru there. But I did want to integrate into this thing about God's love at the cross and what he did at the cross. And I was talking earlier. I was telling her, you know, when I saw the Shekinah glory for 3 seconds, it knocked me down. And I saw a glimpse of God's love, and it actually it'll break you down into tears. You'll just fall down on the ground. If you get a glimpse of what God has really done, he created creatures to fellowship with him, but he had to do it through Jesus because God is holy. He can't look on sin. So he's only happy with Jesus. So he had to send a son to the cross. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the worst of sinners, Jesus loves, died for. But if they reject him, his bow is bent. God is angry with the wicked every day. His bow is bent. But Jesus went to the cross that whosoever believes. So the gospel is going out. But if you reject the gospel, you actually reject life. If you reject Jesus, you reject life. If you reject life, what do you choose? You choose eternal hell, eternal damnation, eternal death. And that's the wood, hay, and stubble burning up as a type and shadow. It's really easy. So at the cross, you see the wood, hay, and stubble being crucified. But you also see the spirit, the new man risen. So Jesus went to suffer hell for us. If you receive Jesus by faith into your heart and get saved, you can go to heaven. But if you reject Jesus, you choose to go to hell. It's your choice. But God loves the whole world that he doesn't want any human. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, but the devil wants to take humans. I told my neighbor, I said, why do y'all hate your neighbor? We don't hate you. I said, look, it's really easy. If you hate your neighbor, you hate God. There's only two things. Love your neighbor as yourself and love God. With your whole heart, mind, soul, body. If you love God and hate your neighbor, then you really don't love God, because there's only really two commands, really, that fulfill the whole law. Why do you hate your neighbor? Because you hate God. That's why. God loved his enemy. Can man love his enemy? It's a process for mankind to love your enemy. But if you hate your neighbor who's living at peace, if you hate your neighbor who's living in peace beside you, then you hate God, because you hate what God stands for, and God stands for loving humans. The devil hates the human. God loves the human. If you hate your neighbor, you hate yourself and you hate God. For real. Because when you look at another person, you're looking at a fractal view of yourself. Choices that they made brought them to where they are. You're looking at a different version of yourself, because everything is per the sun, per sun. Every person is per the sun. And so if you hate your neighbor, you hate yourself and you hate God and his creation.